请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Brad Pitt is a famous actor.
布拉德·皮特是一位著名的演员。
He plays in many movies.
他出演了很多电影。
His movies are popular worldwide.
他的电影在全世界都很受欢迎。
One famous movie is Fight Club.
一部著名的电影是《搏击俱乐部》。
Fight Club is a story about two men.
搏击俱乐部是关于两个男人的故事。
It is a very interesting movie.
这是一部非常有趣的电影。
Another popular movie is Troy.
另一部受欢迎的电影是《特洛伊》。
Troy is about a long war in the past.
特洛伊是关于过去一场漫长的战争。
Brad Pitt plays Achilles in Troy.
布拉德·皮特在《特洛伊》中扮演阿基琉斯。
He is a strong warrior.
他是一个强壮的战士。
Brad Pitt also acted in Ocean's 11.
布拉德·皮特也出演了《十一罗汉》。
This movie is about a bank robbery.
这部电影是关于一起银行抢劫的。
Brad Pitt is part of a team in this movie.
布拉德·皮特是这部电影的一部分。
Many people like Brad Pitt movies.
许多人喜欢布拉德·皮特的电影。
They watch his movies on TV and online.
他们在电视和网上观看他的电影。
Brad Pitt's movies are good for learning English.
布拉德·皮特的电影对学习英语有好处。
The stories in the movies help us understand English better.
电影中的故事帮助我们更好地理解英语。
Watching Brad Pitt movies can be fun and educational.
观看布拉德·皮特的电影既有趣又富有教育意义。
Let's watch a Brad Pitt movie tonight.
我们今晚来看一部布拉德·皮特的电影。
The Club World Cup is a very important football tournament.
俱乐部世界杯是一项非常重要的足球锦标赛。
Many great players have played in this tournament.
许多优秀的运动员曾参加过这场锦标赛。
Lionel Messi is one of the best football players in the world.
莱昂内尔·梅西是世界上最好的足球运动员之一。
He has scored many goals in the Club World Cup.
他在俱乐部世界杯中攻入了许多进球。
Luis Suarez is another famous player known for his skills.
路易斯·苏亚雷斯是另一位以其技能闻名的著名球员。
Suarez has also scored many goals in this tournament.
苏亚雷斯也在这场锦标赛中进了许多球。
Both players have won the tournament several times.
两位选手多次赢得了比赛。
They played for clubs that competed in the Club World Cup.
他们为参加俱乐部世界杯比赛的俱乐部效力。
Messi played for FC Barcelona, one of the most famous clubs.
梅西为巴塞罗那足球俱乐部效力，这是最著名的俱乐部之一。
Suarez played for both FC Barcelona and Atletico Madrid.
苏亚雷斯为巴塞罗那和马德里竞技两队效力。
They are famous clubs in Spain.
他们是在西班牙著名的俱乐部。
Many fans watch the Club World Cup every year.
许多球迷每年观看俱乐部世界杯比赛。
The players work hard to win the tournament.
选手们努力工作以赢得锦标赛。
Scoring goals in the Club World Cup is very difficult.
在俱乐部世界杯中进球非常困难。
Messi and Suarez inspire many young players.
梅西和苏亚雷斯激励了许多年轻球员。
Their success shows the importance of hard work.
他们的成功显示了努力工作的重要性。
Many players want to be top scorers like Messi and Suarez.
许多球员想成为像梅西和苏亚雷斯那样的顶级射手。
The Club World Cup continues to be a great stage for football stars.
俱乐部世界杯继续成为足球明星的绝佳舞台。
Football fans await new great moments in this tournament.
足球迷期待这场锦标赛中的新的伟大时刻。
Life in the city is very different from life in the countryside.
城市中的生活与乡村生活有很大不同。
In the city, there are many buildings, cars, and people everywhere.
在城市中，到处都是许多建筑、汽车和人们。
The streets are often busy and noisy during the day.
街道通常在白天很繁忙且嘈杂。
People have many job opportunities and can find entertainment easily in the city.
人们有许多工作机会，并且可以在城市里轻松找到娱乐。
However, the cost of living is higher in the city, and it can be stressful.
然而，城市的生活成本更高，且可能会有压力。
In contrast, the countryside is quiet and peaceful.
相比之下，农村安静而宁静。
There are fewer people, and the air is cleaner.
那里的人更少，空气更清洁。
People living in the countryside enjoy nature and a slower pace of life.
生活在乡村的人们享受大自然和较慢的生活节奏。
However, it can be difficult to find work and some services in the countryside.
然而，在乡村地区找到工作和一些服务可能很困难。
Transportation can be a problem since buses and trains do not come often.
交通可能是一个问题，因为公共汽车和火车不常来。
Both city and countryside have their unique advantages and disadvantages.
城市和乡村都有其独特的优点和缺点。
Some people prefer the energy and opportunities of the city.
一些人喜欢城市的能量和机会。
Others like the calm and natural surroundings of the countryside better.
其他人更喜欢乡村的宁静和自然的环境。
Choosing where to live depends on personal preferences and lifestyle.
选择居住地点取决于个人偏好和生活方式。
Technology helps reduce some differences by allowing town and country people to connect.
技术有助于通过使城市和乡村的人们连接起来来减少一些差异。
In the future, more people might choose to live in places that combine city and countryside features.
在未来，更多的人可能选择生活在结合城市和乡村特色的地方。
Overall, both lifestyles have their own charm and challenges.
总体而言，这两种生活方式各有其独特的魅力和挑战。
It is important to appreciate the benefits of both city and countryside life.
重要的是要欣赏城市和乡村生活的双重好处。
By understanding these differences, people can make better decisions about where to live.
通过理解这些差异，人们可以做出更好的居住决定。
Fuel prices have fluctuated significantly over the past month.
燃料价格在过去一个月内显著波动。
Many fuel stations introduced discounts to attract customers amid competitive pressures.
许多加油站推出了折扣以吸引顾客，面对激烈的竞争压力。
The government announced a temporary reduction in fuel tax last week.
政府上周宣布了燃料税的临时减免。
As a result, many drivers enjoyed lowered prices at the pump.
因此，许多司机享受了加油站降低的价格。
However, recent geopolitical events have caused a rise in crude oil costs.
然而，最近的地缘政治事件导致了原油成本的上升。
This increase is expected to impact fuel prices globally in the coming weeks.
预计此次上涨将影响未来几周全球的燃料价格。
Several countries have already adjusted their subsidy programs to cope with the shifts.
一些国家已经调整了他们的补贴计划以应对变化。
Consumers are advised to monitor prices regularly before making large purchases.
建议消费者定期监测价格。
Local retailers have begun offering loyalty rewards to retain their customer base.
本地零售商已开始提供忠诚奖励以留住其客户基础。
Experts predict that prices may stabilize after the current supply constraints ease.
专家预测价格可能在当前供应限制缓解后稳定。
Environmental concerns continue to influence the adoption of alternative fuels.
环境问题持续影响替代燃料的采用。
Electric vehicle sales are on the rise as people look for sustainable options.
电动车销售额在上升，人们正在寻找可持续的选择。
Government incentives for clean energy are expected to increase in the near future.
预计政府对清洁能源的激励将在不久的将来增加。
In conclusion, the fuel market remains volatile, requiring close attention from all stakeholders.
总之，燃料市场仍然波动，要求所有利益相关者密切关注。
The media plays a crucial role in shaping public opinion and fostering societal dialogue.
媒体在塑造公众舆论和促进社会对话中发挥着关键作用。
Through visual, auditory, and textual content, it informs, influences, and sometimes manipulates audiences worldwide.
通过视觉、听觉和文本内容，它通知、影响，有时操纵全球观众。
However, the speed and reach of modern communication technologies complicate the ethical landscape significantly.
然而，现代通信技术的速度和覆盖范围显著复杂化了伦理环境。
Social media platforms empower individuals but also enable the rapid spread of misinformation.
社交媒体平台赋予个人权利，也促使错误信息的快速传播。
The democratization of information, while beneficial, sometimes undermines journalistic standards and accountability.
信息的民主化虽然有益，但有时会削弱新闻标准和问责制。
Mainstream media organizations face the challenge of maintaining credibility amid sensationalism and commercial pressures.
主流媒体组织面临在轰动效应和商业压力中保持信誉的挑战。
Moreover, algorithm-driven news feeds create echo chambers, limiting exposure to diverse perspectives.
此外，算法驱动的新闻推送创造了回声室，限制了对多元视角的接触。
This fragmentation can polarize societies and hinder constructive discourse.
这种分裂可以使社会极化并阻碍建设性话语。
Ethical journalism demands transparency, fact-checking, and a commitment to the public interest above all.
伦理新闻要求透明度、事实核查以及对公众利益的承诺高于一切。
Consumers of media must develop critical thinking skills to navigate biases and misinformation effectively.
媒体消费者必须培养批判性思维能力，以有效应对偏见和错误信息。
Educational initiatives and media literacy programs are essential to empower these evaluative competencies.
教育倡议和媒体素养计划对于增强这些评估能力至关重要。
Regulatory bodies also play a pivotal role in setting standards and enforcing accountability across media sectors.
监管机构在制定标准和执行各媒体部门的问责制方面也发挥着关键作用。
International cooperation is necessary to address challenges that transcend national boundaries.
国际合作是解决跨越国家边界的挑战所必须的。
Failure to do so risks the erosion of democratic discourse and the proliferation of extremist ideologies.
未能这样做有可能导致民主话语的侵蚀以及极端意识形态的传播。
Ultimately, a balanced media ecosystem supports informed citizenship and social cohesion.
最终，平衡的媒体生态系统支持有见识的公民身份和社会凝聚力。
Its complexity requires ongoing dialogue between media producers, consumers, and regulators to uphold democratic values.
其复杂性需要媒体制作人、消费者和监管者之间的持续对话，以维护民主价值。
By fostering media literacy and ethical standards, society can mitigate misinformation's corrosive effects.
通过促进媒体素养和道德标准，社会可以减轻错误信息的腐蚀性影响。
Only through critical engagement can media truly serve the public good in an increasingly interconnected world.
只有通过批判性参与，媒体才能真正服务于日益互联的世界中的公共利益。
Felipe Luis assumed the role of Flamengo's head coach at a time when the club desperately needed rejuvenation.
菲利佩·路易斯在俱乐部急需振兴的时候担任弗拉门戈球队的主教练。
Despite limited preparation time, he instilled a tactical acumen that reinvigorated the squad.
尽管准备时间有限，他灌输了重新振兴小队的战术智慧。
His innovative formations and emphasis on fluidity transformed Flamengo's gameplay into a formidable force.
他具有创新性的阵型和对流动性的强调，将弗拉门戈的比赛转变成了一支强大的力量。
Under his stewardship, Flamengo clinched several major titles within an astonishingly brief span.
在他的管理下，弗拉门戈在惊人短暂的时间内赢得了多个重要冠军。
His meticulous analysis of opponents ensured the team was perpetually several steps ahead.
他对对手的细致分析确保了团队始终领先几个步骤。
The Copa Libertadores served as the ultimate proving ground for his strategic prowess.
解放者杯成为他战略才能的终极试炼场。
In this coveted tournament, Flamengo's disciplined yet dynamic approach dismantled even the most resilient adversaries.
在这个备受瞩目的锦标赛中，弗拉门戈纪律严明而又充满活力的方法甚至击溃了最坚韧的对手。
His ability to adapt tactics mid-game was a testament to his footballing intellect.
他中场调整战术的能力证明了他足球智慧的体现。
Fans and pundits alike were captivated by the elegance and efficacy of Flamengo's playstyle.
球迷和评论家同样被弗拉门戈的比赛风格所展现的优雅与效能所吸引。
The synergy between experienced veterans and emerging talents was orchestrated meticulously by Luis.
经验丰富的老兵和新兴人才之间的协同作用由路易斯精心策划。
Such an artful balance enabled Flamengo to strike a devastating equilibrium between offense and defense.
如此巧妙的平衡使弗拉门戈能够在进攻和防守之间取得毁灭性的均衡。
Luis's leadership style was defined by inclusivity, fostering a culture of mutual respect and unrelenting ambition.
路易斯的领导风格是由包容性定义的，促进了互相尊重和不懈雄心的文化。
The press often lauded his ability to inspire, attributing Flamengo's remarkable turnaround to his motivational prowess.
媒体经常赞扬他激励他人的能力，将弗拉门戈的显著转变归功于他的激励才能。
The Campeonato Brasileiro presented a distinct challenge, but Luis's experience in European football proved invaluable.
巴西锦标赛呈现出独特的挑战，但路易斯在欧洲足球的经验被证明是无价的。
His adaptability and profound understanding of player psychology gave him an edge over rivals.
他的适应能力和对玩家心理的深刻理解使他在竞争对手中获得优势。
In just a few months, under Luis's guidance, Flamengo emerged not merely as champions, but as a symbol of resilience and strategic excellence.
仅仅几个月内，在路易斯的指导下，弗拉门戈不仅仅作为冠军出现，更成为韧性和战略卓越的象征。
The sports world took note, and Felipe Luis became synonymous with tactical ingenuity and determined leadership.
体育界引起了注意，菲利佩·路易斯成为战术聪明和坚定领导的代名词。
His legacy, already formidable, set a benchmark for aspirants in the realm of football coaching.
他那已经非常强大的遗产，为足球教练领域的有志者树立了一个基准。
Indeed, the meteoric rise of Flamengo under Luis epitomized the transformative power of visionary coaching combined with unwavering dedication.
的确，路易斯领导下弗拉门戈的迅猛崛起体现了具有远见的教练与坚定奉献结合的变革力量。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。